Well, it's the third Thursday of the month. That always, or just about always, means it's food and wine pairing time here at KUVO during the program. And as always, I have Carolyn Joy on microphone one, and on microphone two, our very special guest, Dolores Tronco of Work and Class. Good afternoon, Dolores.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
And good afternoon, Carolyn.
Hello.
Carolyn, you have a really delightful wine to share with us, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But I just got through eating and chewing on some really tasty meatballs. And those meatballs are courtesy of Working Class. Dolores, tell us about what I am munching on right now.
You are munching on New Jersey Ernie's meatballs, and the meatballs themselves are made from a mixture of veal and pork, a very traditional kind of old world Italian recipe with some Romano cheese, a little bit of heavy cream, and then they're served with poblano grits, oddly enough. And
poblano grits. I thought grits were only like south of the Mason-Dixon line in the United States, but I guess farina is good everywhere.
We're bringing them north. We're bringing it north.
Bringing them north.
And so in any case, they're a little bit of a Latin twist on an Italian recipe, a family Italian recipe, actually. And a chipotle tomato sauce gives it that little bit of spice.
Yeah, I thought this was an interesting dish, and I wasn't sure when I saw the description of it how heavy or spicy that the sauce might be, which would influence the wine choice. But I love that it's really well balanced, and you're just getting a little hint of a smokiness from the chipotle, and the heat is kind of sneaky on the finish, which is great. And then with the creamy polenta grits. Mm-hmm. So maybe you want to talk about it. I'm thinking polenta, but you said grits.
Well, and polenta and grits, oddly enough, are the same, really the same ingredient. We just call them different names. They're different thicknesses, sort of. So it, half a dozen same as the other.
You know, whenever I think of meatballs, I always think of meatballs and pasta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is, at least for me, a very delightful change-up, Dolores.
We try to kind of take classics and then do them with a little bit of a twist, and that's kind of the Working Class way. So,
Now, Carolyn, you've brought a wine that really takes us right up to the task here as far as what we have here is concerned. Let's talk about that wine.
Well, I think it's really fitting because this is Zinfandel, which is a wine that was embraced by a lot of the Italian immigrants and has really strong roots and also is known as the Primitivo grape in Italy. But the wine that I chose
Primitivo as in primitive?
Perhaps.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that one. You always stump me. I try to research everything, but I don't know that.
Usually when I'm talking about wine, I'm usually talking about vines because that's really the only thing I know the question to ask.
Well, and interestingly enough, okay, so this wine is the Bedrock Old Vine Zinfandel. It's the 2013 kind of, it's from the Bedrock winery. And he uses an average of 80-year-old vines, and Zinfandel was one of the original vines to be planted. And one of the things, he comes from a well-respected Zinfandel heritage. His name is Morgan Twain Peterson. He's a young guy. His father founded Ravenswood Winery, which is very famous for their Zinfandel. But he takes it a little bit different. Instead of the mass production that we see with like white Zinfandel, it's the third most planted grape in California, mostly because of that. But what he does is he uses indigenous yeast, so he's not really adding anything in terms of a commercial yeast, so he never knows exactly what he's going to get, which adds character, I think. And then another thing about Zinfandel is that it's an uneven ripening bunch. So instead of all of the bunch ripening at once, yeah, you might have some unevenness. And so he uses that to his advantage, and that takes the whole character of the vintage, then hand choosing the grapes.
The ones that are ripe enough, right? The ones that are ready.
Right. And also what he does is from these old vineyards, these are vineyards dating back to the 1880s about, and they were kind of field blends. So they didn't put all of their eggs in one basket, and it wasn't 100% Zinfandel. They had some white wine varieties in there, some Carignan, Mourvèdre, Petite Syrah, some other varietals. And so what he does is he doesn't pick out, there might be some white wine in this bottle right here, mm-hmm. which is great now that we have global warming. It adds a little bit of freshness. It's not so heavy. Zinfandel has a tendency, I think, with global warming to be really heavy, can be kind of sweet and alcoholic, but that's really not what this wine is about. Mm-hmm. And when you find more intriguing ones and handcrafted ones, this is a relatively small production, you're going to find character and great food pairing with it.
Now, you know, I'm listening to Carolyn explain the you know, about the wine, and I'm eating at the same time, and I'm wondering right now, the real what goes into making this particular dish, Dolores, you know, prepping these meatballs, preparing them, you know, getting everything together for them.
Absolutely. So in the restaurant, there's really three components. So the first is the meatballs themselves. And we start and grind actually the meat fresh in-house. So the veal and the pork are going to get ground down. And then we're going to add the heavy cream, a little bit of Romano cheese. Oddly enough, we don't use breadcrumbs as a binder in these meatballs. Many times those are added. And we decided that we wanted to try it without, so that our friends that can't have wheat or gluten could actually enjoy these. And we found a way to be successful with it. The meatballs, the key to making them nice and soft so that you can cut them with the side of your fork versus needing a knife for them, which for a lot of Italians is a test of a good meatball, I would add. Being able to do that, really the key is the cooking time. And so the second part is the chipotle sauce, and those meatballs cook down in that sauce. Last element is that poblano grit. You put it all together and you've got a fantastic plate.
Now we're describing a really delicious meal here, which will be on our website. We'll be able to see that and the wine, Carolyn. Mm-hmm.
I just have one quick question. So you don't actually cook the meatball prior to putting it into the sauce. You actually cook it in the sauce.
They're baked off first for about a half hour.
Okay.
And then they're added to the sauce, and they simmer for as long as we can keep them on the stove.
Yeah, I love this variation, because I think frequently, traditionally, you see it as a much heavier dish, but I've noticed recently, and this is completely gluten-free because you have the grits in it. And it's delicious, and I love it with this wine as well.
And as I look at the meatball itself, the interior, it looks almost rare, as opposed to a lot of meatballs that I see. They look pretty done. You know, they have the same consistent color all the way through.
Part of that is actually the pork. So when they call pork the other white meat, even when it gets cooked, through, it actually is lighter in color. So because these don't have a regular ground beef in them, that's part of that.
Well, listen, Dolores Tronco, I want to say thank you for coming in. Dolores Tronco is representing Work and Class. It's a family kind of business.
Indeed. Family owned and operated.
And you're located?
25th and Larimer. So just website? Right here in the neighborhood, workandclassdenver.com.
Carolyn, you have your regular wine tasting tonight at the shop.
We actually screwed up our calendar when we went to 2016, so we don't have it tonight, but come in and try a bottle of what Zinfandel can be, not what you're always expecting from it.
Well, Carolyn Joy will be there to personally open the bottles for you, right?
I can't open them in the store. I'm so literal, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to get together next month.
That sounds great.
All right.